better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
So every week we put out multiple episodes to help you on your jiu-jitsu journey. Now, it's a privilege for us to be in this position, but we want to ask one thing from you. And this is a very small gesture on your part, but it means the world to us. Simply hit the follow or subscribe button on whichever platform you enjoy this podcast on. It means the world to us. Thank you. JT, talk to me about the Sandbag program.
Yes, indeed. The Sandbag program, we are releasing it. It is awesome because it's simple. All you need is one sandbag and possibly a lighter item as well. Let me explain. So you're looking for a sandbag which is approximately 40 to 50% of your body weight. Now, for some of you out there, in terms of lifting, if you have no lifting experience, it's always better to err on the side of like slightly lighter. So if it doesn't quite marry up to 50% of your body weight, aim to go a fraction lighter. You'll get stronger, you'll get your technique good, and you can go from there. But the other thing I would advise as a slight addition to that is either a kettlebell, which is half the weight of the sandbag you're getting, right, or a med ball or a dead ball. So you've got something to warm up with. There are some dynamic drills which are in the program, so having a lighter weight's good for that. And then you've got your slightly heavier one to get you primed.
Okay, nice. Now tell me, who is this for? Can beginners do this program?
Beginners can indeed do this program. Generally, what I'd say is the most important thing is to make sure that you're keeping your technique quality. You know, that's our rule for everything.
Yeah.
But with sandbags, because of the unorthodox nature of it, you are more inclined to round your back. You are more inclined to like breathe incorrectly. And that's why I always say, you know, err on the side of caution. So it's great because it has no-gi applicable grips. I don't want you guys to buy a sandbag that has handles. The idea is that you can't grip it properly, so you have to grip your own hands, S-grip, gable grip, palm grip, which is very applicable to no-gi. But it's also great for all-round strength if you're training in the gi as well.
Yeah, so in that way, yeah, there are those like tactical sandbags with the handles and chips.
Sure.
And not, which if that's what you got, it's fine.
That's okay, but that's not what we're that's not the benefit we're seeking.
So our preference is the more kind of cylindrical, cylinder-shaped sandbag.
Yes, and you know, there's a lot of different brands that do them. Ideally, you want to get the ones with the zip and the Velcro. They didn't used to have those. They're usually a dual ply. So they have an inner bag and an outer bag. That just means it's not going to burst on you and sand's going to go everywhere.
Yeah, nice. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this program is great if you don't train at a gym. Like if you just want to work out in your garage or your living room.
Yeah, it's perfect for that. Like it's one of those things where most gyms don't have sandbags.
Yeah.
Fair play. And sandbags also, in the same way kettlebells are, you buy them, they're actually not that expensive, and then you're set. You don't have to.
Got it for life.
Pretty good. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to leave it outside to get, you know, in the rain or anything like that, but you could just have it on your balcony at your apartment. It won't damage the floor. Even if you're working out inside, it won't damage your foot. So in that way, it's actually a really home gym friendly tool.
That's mad. Now, specifically for people on the app, you would couple this with like a mobility program?
Definitely.
Time permitting?
There is warm-up drills in there specifically for it.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say anyone who's doing any lifting, you want to be doing some additional stretching and flexibility work. Do not underestimate how much this will make you tired. It won't necessarily make you sore, maybe, but it will fatigue you. That's why it's only 2 days a week. It looks simple, but simple doesn't equal easy.
Yeah.
It's simple, but it's hard. So I always encourage people, take it slow for the first cycle. Gauge how it feels and you're going to get stronger real quick.
Mad. So in that regard, if someone's like, I normally train like 4 days a week.
Yep.
Would you suggest if they wanted to add extra workouts, let's say that they were recovering adequately.
Sure.
Could they double up on the sandbag work or would you suggest they did something else?
I would actually suggest they do something different.
Yeah.
I would say that you would do maybe a third day of kettlebells or, you know, living room warrior, like something which is just unrelated to these movements.
Yep.
Just because of the way they do load you up in the shoulders and the back.
Okay, makes sense. I guess last thing, is there anything kind of specific to the sandbag that you think people should know as they're starting out?
Definitely. The major thing is that the sandbag, while solid, is a fairly dynamic tool because it kind of moves around on you. And that means that you're going to have to adjust while you're lifting. Breathing is absolutely key. The thing which makes sandbag training hard is you have to squeeze very hard to keep control of the damn thing. That makes it even harder for you to control your breathing because usually you breathe, you brace, and then you lift and you can breathe in and out and it's okay. What I've found with sandbag training, there's a huge anaerobic component where you've got to take your deep breath, take in as much oxygen as you can, brace, and then your breaths are only partial. Because if you've got all this load and you collapse around your spine, yeah, you could injure yourself. You've got to be really aware of that.
Yeah.
So it's really important that people are, you know, following the instructions in the program. And if it feels like it's too heavy, don't do more. And also the other thing which people tend to do is try to do more reps. The mode of progression is more sets, not more reps.
Right.
And you will find that you get strong quick. That's what's so awesome about sandbag training. And then you're probably going to need to get a heavier sandbag.
Yeah.
Which is the way. So typically they go up in kind of 20 kilo or like 50 pound, like
increments
depending on how you're coming at it.
I guess last thing to mention, what are the cycles? 6 weeks?
Yep, 6 week cycles.
Cool. And so they'll be following the same workouts for 6 weeks.
You can complete the first cycle with one sandbag. But like I said, it would be good to have a dumbbell or a kettlebell to do some lighter prep work with.
Yeah.
But as you do progress, there is accessory work with a lighter bag and then your main work with a heavier bag. And I think anyone who gets the benefit from this program will see the huge value in it because you do get strong quick and then there's going to be more conditioning later on down the track.
Awesome.
And that's where having a lighter bag is a huge advantage. So you only need one bag and all you need is just a couple square meters of space, whether it's in your garage, your living room, wherever, and you're going to get freaking strong. And there's going to be more detail, but it's simple. You got to make it work for you. So find the grip that suits you best, depending on how long your arms are, and basically give yourself time to recover. Don't rush it. And also don't do the workout if you're really tired. Make sure you're fresh when you hit it to get the maximum benefit.
Awesome. So if you are new to the app will navigate you through the weeks and through the cycles. Like you don't need to do that yourself. So you just hit train now, do the next workout. And then once you've done 6 weeks, like you've completed 6 full weeks, you move to the next cycle. So that's all good. If you've got any questions, you can contact us through the community group. And enjoy your training.
It's going to be good.
Yep.